702.
Pamela's on Twitter at Pamela Mutine.
Dr. Phundile Nyathi joins me on the line this morning, who is our health guru on the show. He is CEO of Proactive Health. And the big question everybody is talking about right now is that, you know, all of us are leading different lives. All of us are waiting longer and longer before we start families. And we are discussing this morning having children post 35, just how easy, how healthy it is. And this is a choice, by the way, that many people are starting to make around the world. So a conversation is definitely in order. Dr. Phundile Nyathi, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Pamela, and morning to the listeners.
So how prevalent is the later uptake on having children later? How prevalent is it? Is it as bad as we think it is?
Look, Pamela, in your introduction, you've already just given, you know, a sense about the challenge. And that it's not a challenge, it's an option. In this new millennium, we're seeing more and more women opting for older parenthood, or what other people refer to as advanced, you know, maternal age, you know, pregnancy. In the 70s, you know, most people would have their first baby around 21 years old. But right now, most people are having their first baby around 28 years old. All right? So there's been that trend of older, you know, parenthood. Mm. But what we see more now is even people who delay pregnancy until around the age of 35 or even, you know, older than that. So it is an established trend in the U.S., in other parts of the world, and even here in South Africa, we see more and more females opting to have babies, you know, after the age of 35.
Is it higher risk, Dr. Nyathi?
Well, look, you know, there's somebody once asked and said, you know, we always hear about age is nothing but a number. Mm. But I think when it comes to issues of pregnancy, there is a risk, you know, that is related to advancing age, that is beyond the age of 35. But I also need to say, most healthy females who get pregnant 35 years or older actually have healthy babies, mm-hmm. right? So I think the operating word there is healthy females, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, there is a risk of challenges with pregnancy or even, you know, having an abnormal baby when you are 35 or older. But that shouldn't cloud people from the reality that more people get healthy babies, healthy pregnancies, you know, after that age. And so it is not automatic that just because you are 35 or older, therefore you have a high-risk baby. No, it's not automatic like that. But one needs to be mindful of the fact that there is a higher risk, you know, of something going wrong if you are 35 or older. And therefore, that should make a person to, you know, take certain precautions, working closely with their doctor so that they can minimize those risks.
Can we go into the higher risks themselves a little bit, Doc? What are the higher risks?
Well, there are a few risks that I think I need to mention. One, when you are over the age of 30, certainly after 35, you have a problem in falling pregnant. So the rate of fertility goes down, all right? Mm-hmm. So that's one challenge. So even before we talk about the pregnancy, just the ability to fall pregnant, mm. you know, because that factory, you know, which is that factory that manufactures the egg, you know, once you are over the age of 30, it starts to be inefficient and produce less and less, you know, healthy eggs, all right? Mm-hmm. And so that is one challenge, okay? Mm-hmm. The second one is that if you do fall pregnant, all right, mm-hmm. There are higher chances of ectopic pregnancy, mm-hmm. there's higher chances of miscarriages.
Okay.
Especially miscarriages that happen in the first trimester, which are usually related to genetic problems. All right?
Okay.
So that's the second problem. Thirdly, we see a lot of, you know, babies that have got what we call genetic problems, you know, when you are 35 and older. For example, you know, something like the Down syndrome. At the age of 25, you'll have one child out of 1,250 who has the Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. However, when you are 35, which is 10 years later, it's one in 200. When you are 40, it's one in 100.
Mm-hmm.
So what that shows you is that with advancing age, as the factory that manufactures the eggs gets to be much more inefficient, then you start to have, you know, mistakes in the genetic pool of, you know, the baby, which can then, you know, present as, you know, conditions like your Down syndrome or neural tube defects or other, you know, heart defects and other things like that. So, yes, there is that higher risk. But also because of other chronic conditions like your diabetes and your hypertension, you know, just normally, you know, so people 35 and older, they tend to also have undiagnosed hypertension or diabetes, you know. But what is even more common is what we call pregnancy-related, you know, medical conditions, like diabetes that you find in pregnancy, hypertension that you find in pregnancy, which we call preeclampsia or eclampsia, problems with the placenta, you know, where it may lie very low in the uterus, leading to problems a little later, you know, premature babies, and sometimes, you know, stillborn. So you've got all of these, which are risks that are associated with, you know, advanced maternal, you know, pregnancies. However, all of these can actually be minimized if certain things are done by the person who plans to be pregnant.
Okay, we'll talk more about the things that can be done, tests and so on, that can be done to kind of measure the success of your pregnancy post 35. If you're one of those people who is considering falling pregnant after 35, and maybe you are a little bit older than 35, I'd love to hear from you on 011-883-0702. If you had that experience, we'll also love to hear from you. Dr. Fundile Nyathi, CEO of Proactive Health, is on the line with us, and we'll take those calls after this.
Journeys with Joanne explores the life journeys of ordinary people leading extraordinary lives to make a difference.
So there I was thinking I was fancy, going organic and speaking about all these expensive terms, only to have my mother say to me, this is what your bread and butter was. Mm-hmm. So just to go back wasn't only just for the nutritional part, it was also for the pride to put back African food on the tables of African people.
For more on Journeys with Joanne, go to lifepodcasts.fm.
Welcome to Netflix Relationship Hotline. We've got Benny on the line.
Harold, I am a poop creek without a paddle.
Let's dive in, shall we?
I walked in on my mum-in-law in the bathroom.
OMG.
She was naked.
TMI.
I screamed.
Huh?
She got a fright, fell over, knocked out three of her good teeth. How do I make this right?
Lucky for you, Netflix has a wide range of flowers and gifts. I'd go with a big bunch of flowers. Nougat, you can eat that with fewer teeth. And maybe send yourself a bottle of Blue Label to help you forget. Visit netflorist.co.za, SA's largest same-day gifting service. Smooches.
Do you know how much sugar is in that?
How many teaspoons did you put in?
Sugar will rot your teeth.
Far too late for so much sugar.
Sugar has its critics, but there's never been a truly delicious alternative to sugar that really tastes, looks, and even smells like sugar, but isn't until now. Sweetly by Nomu is a smart choice sugar substitute that truly substitutes sugar and actually tastes like it too. Find out more from sweetly.co.za. Sweetly tastes, looks, and smells just like sugar.
Let me level with you. Everyone's got flippin' fast fiber. That's how it should be. You need to live beyond speed, to hack your life, to take your life to the next level. Everything's smart. Everything's instant. Forget TV subscriptions. Educate yourself. Start your own business. Do more. Be more.
Okay, Dad. So, can I get Fortnite?
With connectivity, voice, IoT, business solutions, and so much more. Get smart. Think smart. Level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za and level up today.
702 Weekend Breakfast with Pamelo Mudine. Email her on pamelo@702.co.za.
We're discussing health issues, and this time around we're discussing falling pregnant after 35, the health risks that are associated with it, and we are joined on the line by resident doctor, Dr. Fundile Nyati, CEO of Productive Health Solutions. Doc, there are ways in which before you actually fall pregnant, you can test yourselves. There are all these wonderful ways in which you can test your you spoke earlier about your genetic pools. Just how accurate are these tests?
Look, it's important for people in that age bracket to recognize the risk. With advanced medical research, we've been able to come up with tests that are quite accurate in terms of predicting the chances of something not going on, not going right with the baby. But I think it starts before then. When you know that you're in that age bracket because of the higher risk, the first thing you need to do is to have what we call pre-conceptual counseling, meaning you talk to your treating doctor or your gynae and say, I plan to have a baby in the next year or whenever. And speaking with your gynae, you discuss, your medical history, you discuss your family history, if there's any genetic problems in your family, all of that is assessed so that then your gynae can be able to work with you to find ways and means of minimizing that risk, including doing some of the screening tests that can be able to look at what the risk is for you. All right, that's the first thing. So pre-conceptual counseling with your gynae, very, very important. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your gynae may actually send you to another super specialist gynae. We refer to those people as maternal and fetal, specialists. Mm-hmm. That is, gynaecologists who are specializing in the area of dealing with these kind of problems that normally happen, over the age of 35. So the tests are very, very, accurate. At the beginning, they are non-invasive, mm-hmm. Sonar-based kind of, investigations. If you are already pregnant, they are able to do, 3D scans, look at the baby, look at the features of the baby, look at the spine, look at the brain, look at whether the size of the brain is in line with the age of the pregnancy, and if there are any features that may show that maybe there are neural tube defects, that is problems with the spine and all of that. And sometimes there may even be invasive tests, that is where one of those is called amniocentesis. So a needle is actually put inside and the material or the water, called amnio, is actually drawn, and from that water that covers the baby, tests can be done to see what are the chances of that baby to have some of these genetic conditions. So a short answer to your question is the tests are quite specific. And if you work with a competent GP, who works with a competent gynae, or even a super specialist gynae in this area, the risks of having an abnormal baby are quite reduced.
So I pick up that, this is not just you, but generally we're discussing the gynae, we're discussing the health of the lady being 35 plus, but we're not discussing the impact of the older men in this regard. So to what extent does that affect the health of the baby?
Well, the funny thing, and I think this is where God sometimes, is unfair, because most of what we talk about is problems with the ability of the ovaries to produce quality eggs. Mm. And that ability reduces with age. However, we don't have enough, data that actually shows that with advancing age, the testes which produce the sperm, they are actually affected drastically by advancing age. So a guy, you know, age of 60 or even 70, still produce, you know, quite good spermatozoa, you know, as compared to what we see with ladies who already by the age of 30 over, you know, 30 over 35, we start seeing a decline in the quality of egg. So it's just one of those situations where I think God was discriminated.
All right. So now we've come to terms with that, and some of us are breathing quite heavily on this, and we've now understood that the egg is really the most important part. The freezing, the option to freeze these eggs, you know, there are a lot of these egg freezing banks and so on. Is that helpful? Is that a viable option?
You know, one of the advances in medicine is that I think in 2002, because before then, this concept of freezing eggs was still more at an experimental, you know, research age.
Mm.
But from 2002, the FDA in the US actually now approved this, you know, a process of freezing eggs and storing them. Now, that has opened up a lot of opportunities of possibilities for women, because now for the first time in your 20s or mid-20s, when you feel that you are not ready to have a baby, you are able to harvest those eggs, fresh, good quality eggs. They can even be checked for quality, and those could be stored so that in your 30s or even 40s, sometimes even 50s, you could use those eggs, because the chances of genetic problems with those eggs, you know, harvested at the prime age of, you know, mid-20s is actually quite low. And so it is a possibility. In fact, some companies now in the U.S., like your Facebook, Google, and Apple, they actually provide what they call, you know, this as an employment benefit. Because, you know, people are working, you know, developing their careers, they are studying in their 20s and early 30s, and yet they would want to have a healthy baby at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And so these companies have started providing these as a benefit. In South Africa, we don't have that yet.
Mm-hmm.
However, yes, we have a lot of fertility clinics now that one can go to be able to have the eggs, you know, frozen so that at the right time, they can then use those eggs, you know, to fall pregnant.
So we've spoken about what would be medically possible or what medicine has been able to achieve over the couple of years. You know, you get all sorts of us sitting in our private dining rooms when we have our private lunches and so on, and all of us give each other advice. No, eat this, don't eat that. Do this, don't do that. How viable is that? I mean, is there any truth in the fact that if you eat so much of this, you will definitely have a healthy baby? Definitely at 45, you can have a bouncy, happy child? Or is it just all of it just us trying to pass time?
No, there's actually merit to some of the things you just mentioned. When you are in this age, you know, that is what, obviously a slightly higher risk, there are certain nutritional supplements you need to take, especially those that contain folic acid. Because you need folic acid to, you know, to help in the production of some of the DNA material, you know. So when you take those supplements, even before you fall pregnant, it increases, you know, or, you know, your chance of having a healthy baby, all right? But also, if you have a well-balanced diet prior to falling pregnant and during pregnancy, that also reduces the chances of these things, you know, going wrong. Stopping smoking, stopping drinking definitely goes a long way in helping you to have a healthy baby. And regular exercise. So all of those things, so nutrition, regular exercise, and some nutritional supplements over and above, you know, a well-balanced diet, that goes a long way in helping you to make sure that your baby has got a higher chance of being healthy. But also sometimes there are tablets that are prescribed by the doctors, or we go and buy over the counter. It's important to, when you're planning to have a baby, at that age, to make sure that you speak to your doctor so that he understands, you know, the possible side effects of the tablets that you are taking or over-the-counter medication or any supplements that you may have. And even natural remedies, because we know that there is a big push now towards the use of some of the natural
homeopathic stuff.
And normally, people will say there's no side effects. No, there's nothing that doesn't have side effects. So I think be very careful about what you take, because that may have, adverse effects on the chances of you falling pregnant or of you having a normal baby.
That's CEO of Proactive Health Solutions, Dr. Fundile Nyati, and that conversation is about starting to fall pregnant after 35 and the risks that are associated with that, what you could do to make sure that your chances are far better to getting a healthy child. And that will also be available on his blog at Proactive Health Solutions.